Good morning. My name is Dina Strakota. I'm on the church council as the worship and music chair. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about what Spirit of Christ Community Lutheran Church means to me. You see, I grew up in a church-going family. I attended Sunday school, Sunday worship services, and the occasional Bible study. It was a great foundation, but that was it. So what does Spirit of Christ mean to me? Well, a lot. It goes beyond the four walls of this sanctuary. It is a community of people who are passionate in their causes, love God, and share their light with the world. They actually get behind their faith and live it out in their day-to-day lives. As a small church community, we share in the joys and heartaches in life. Being a Christian is not always easy. It can be messy and hard at times. Spirit of Christ is taking a stand against issues like hunger and homelessness by serving meals at our Savior's, or by volunteering or bringing donations to STEP, or supporting the high school bird feeder program, among others. It is through these actions that Spirit of Christ is reaching out to the community. I also like the fact that we are a church that embraces differences and are accepting of all people. In this place, I have truly learned what it means to be a part of the family of God. This is also a place where others believed in me before I believed in me. Over the years, I've slowly gotten more involved. When I first started coming here, I wouldn't have believed it if someone said to me, "Someday you'll help in the office putting the PowerPoint presentations together, run the PowerPoint, join choir, join the worship and music committee, be a council representative, go on a youth gathering as a chaperone, go to the Minneapolis Synod Assembly, get put on the ballot and voted in as a voting lay leader delegate to the churchwide assembly next year. Who would have thought? But God knew. God has used people in this congregation to help me open up and share my love of Christ with others and use my gifts for his glory. Outside of this place, I've been bolder in my faith, sharing the good news of God's love with my family and friends, and even coworkers who do not practice any religion or faith. One coworker in particular, I have to admit I didn't really care for when I first met her. She was loud and brash and said whatever was on her mind. But one Sunday in church, I heard a message of how we need to pray for those we don't want to pray for. And I started praying for her. My attitude towards her changed, and I began to have compassion for her. Over time, we developed a friendship. She opened up about her family and the struggles she has with that. Her daughter is a relentless alcoholic, and my coworker and her husband have had to raise her grandson since her daughter was not capable of being a good parent. She knows that I pray for her family, and she has really been touched by that. Also, just this week, I had two former coworkers come to the prayer shell group. One day, I ran into them in the elevator, and we had a brief conversation about learning to knit, and I mentioned that our church has a prayer shell group, and they were both very interested, so I invited them, and they showed up, and I'm hoping they'll come back again soon. While we may never know or understand the full impact Spirit of Christ has on our families, friends, and community, it is enough to keep going, doing what we do, whether contributing in small or large ways. We are helping, and I believe this is making a difference in people's lives. Thank you.
At this time, I'll invite the ushers to come forward.